am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. Alleluia, alleluia. Sunday, April 21st, 2024. I send you greetings wherever you are, and welcome you back to the new episode of Time with Father Felix.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Acts chapter 8, 4 verse 8 to 12. John chapter 3 verse 1 to 2. Then John chapter 10 verse 11 to 18. Fourth Sunday of Easter is also known as the Good Shepherd Sunday. It is a day on which we pray for vocations. Now the first reading deals with the healing of the cripple and the resulting evangelization by Peter and his arrest by the temple guards. Today's readings, the text tells us that in the trial before the Sanhedrin, Peter was empowered by the Holy Spirit to bear Easter witness of Jesus. Peter explained that he had healed the crippled by the power of Jesus, whom they had despised, rejected, and crucified. What moved Peter to act on behalf of the cripple was faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the good shepherd, who cares for his people. Peter made a startling statement about salvation coming only through Jesus Christ. Salvation is to be found through him alone. In our second reading, the book was addressed to the Judeo-Christian community, whose members were advocating false doctrines. They refused full divinity and full humanity of Jesus, and disregarding the commandment of love of neighbor. After recognizing and correcting these errors, John, in today's second reading, reminds his people that they should remember their privileges. First, it is their privilege to be called children of God. John clarifies that we are not merely called children of God. We are God's children in actuality. How do we become God's children? It is by the grace of baptism, the culmination of all our privileges as children of God. Is that when Christ appears, we shall see him as he really is, and we shall be like him. In the gospel, Jesus was walking around the temple where the Jews had gathered around him. They were not sure whether or not he was the promised Messiah, so they asked whether he was the Christ or simply a wandering preacher. Instead of giving them a straightforward answer, Jesus tells them that he is the good shepherd and explains to them the rule. Now, I want us to first go to the Old Testament and look at the image of shepherd. The image of shepherd in the Old Testament is often applied to God as well as leaders of the people. The book of Exodus several times calls Yahweh a shepherd. Likewise, the prophets Isaiah and Ezekiel compare Yahweh's care and protection of his people to that of the shepherd. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11, he says, like a shepherd feeding his flock, gathering his lamb in his arms and holding them. Ezekiel also represents God as a loving shepherd who searches for lost sheep. In Psalm 23, David's famous picture of God as the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Prophets use harsh words to scold the selfish and insincere shepherds of their day. Jeremiah 23 verse 1. Doom for the shepherd who allowed the flock of my pasture to be destroyed. Now, the good shepherd in the New Testament is interesting. Jesus introduces himself as good shepherd, and he makes three claims in today's gospel. Number one, he knows his sheep, and his sheep hear his voice. Just like the Palestinian shepherds, who knew each sheep of their flock by name, and the sheep knew their shepherd's voice, even so, Jesus knows each one of us our knees, our merits, and our faults. This is knowledge that comes from love and leads to care and concern for the other. He loves us as we are with our limitations. Number two, he gives eternal life to his sheep. By receiving us into the sheepfold through baptism, he strengthens our faith by the Holy Spirit in confirmation. He supplies us food for our souls, the Eucharist, and divine word in the Holy Bible. He makes us holy through holy matrimony and priesthood. Then three, he protects his sheep by placing them in the loving hands of his mighty Father. Without him to guide us and protect us, we are easy prey for spiritual wolves of this world. That includes Satan and the seven deadly sins of pride, avarice, envy, gluttony, anger, lust, and sloth. Jesus asked two rules of the shepherd. He goes in search of the street lamp, and then he heals the sick ones. Lastly, Jesus dies for his sheep. Just like the ancient shepherds who protected their sheep from wild animals and thieves by risking their lives, so Jesus died in expiation for the sins of our people. Jesus invites us to shepherd and care for others. There are others outside the sheepfold. Let us pray. Almighty God, as we celebrate the resurrection, may we share with each other the joy of the risen Christ. Amen. Still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix Chibafo. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And with your spirit too, Father.